get a straight sword down your throat when you're putting it in it, like a 90 degree.
You don't do it
like that.
They always do it like that.
And it forms a straight?
Just goes zoop. Well, you don't just, you know, when you're practicing, you sort of just do it a little bit at a time.
I guess.
It's a circus trick, you know?
This I was going to ask you last night.
Before you do, let me fill this up. Be a beer. I have a brother who bootlegs it to me by Greyhound bus.
What is it named? Washington?
Tacoma, Washington. Tumwater, actually, but that's right near Tacoma.
Is it like Coors or something?
Coors is cowboy. Yes. I wouldn't drink Coors. Too bitter.
That's the real popular beer.
Well, Coors has the mistake because you can't get it, but actually it's terrible because it's too bitter. Olympia is real smooth and light.
Is it light, though, like Coors, sort of?
Light Coors, but it tastes better. It's the sleeper. You see, the people in the West that can pick up Coors whenever they want, all drink Olympia.
Oh.
But it's only the yahoos here that can't get Coors, go wild over it. In fact, there's a restaurant, or a delicatessen, that buys Coors beer from the state. You know, the state will confiscate it if they catch you bootlegging it. And sell it for like 95 cents a can. People go wild over it. I don't even like it.
But they can buy it from the state? The state buys Coors beer?
Well, no. The state confiscates and then they auction it off.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. They auction a lot of stuff off.
But then you've got Coors beer again.
No, it's not illegal then.
You're paying taxes on it?
Taxes has nothing to do with it. It's not supposed to, you see, it's not distributed in this area of the country.
I know, yeah. Why is it okay for you to have it if the state auctions it too?
Well, it has to do with alcoholic beverages and county and state lines. You see, there are still dry counties in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. So, they'll catch you in a dry county, and if they happen to find a truck loaded up with Coors beer, they'll confiscate it, and then the state will sell it off to the highest bidder.
Okay. But won't they confiscate any liquor?
Well, people don't, since you can get liquor available here, any brand you want, there's no need to run it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, they still do moonshine, though, here, too.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I drove a moonshine truck in high school.
Did you?
I drove a milk truck to Knoxville. I paid $100 and did it twice.
You scared of open?
Actually, no, you know, because it was just sort of a little thrill. I mean, moonshining it's not your normal, everyday, upper middle class type of thing you're afraid of getting arrested for. I mean, it's sort of like the backwoods people, you know? So I never thought about getting busted for running moonshine. I mean, if I did get arrested, I'd probably consider it a joke, you know?
Yeah. All right, would you draw me a picture of the house you grew up in?
Right now on a piece of paper?
I have
paper.
And talk to me about what each room is.
Okay, well, now, I moved when I was in the fourth grade. Do you want the one up until the fourth grade?
Well, the one you lived in the longest, I guess, would be that.
Okay. Now, this right here, this is like a playroom. It's upstairs. This is a garage under here.
Okay.
And this is a huge, like a room we could tear up. And out here to the side is a little boat port.